This casket is a cist, a container for sacred items, or sometimes bones. In this instance, it contains a human heart. General Pitt Rivers acquired it in Ireland in the 1860s, when he was on service with the army. It was discovered in the crypt of Christchurch in the city of Cork. Christchurch is one of the oldest churches in Cork, founded by the Knights Templar in the 12th century on the site of an even earlier church. The present-day 18th century building was rebuilt on top of the medieval crypt. Pitt Rivers recalled how a workman down there found it in a wooden box in a niche in a pillar. It was opened up and the heart was intact but shrunken in size. To prevent decay, it had been embalmed in salt and the casket made of lead. The removal of the heart from a dead body in order to bury it in a separate place was an age-old practice. The ancient Egyptians removed the heart and other organs from the body and preserved them in canopic jars. Heart burials in Europe are recorded from the Middle Ages. If a king or a warrior fell in battle or died in a foreign country, it was sometimes impossible to bring the body home intact, so the heart alone was returned home to the family. This was in line with the growing notion of courtly love and ideas about the heart as the seat of the soul, affections, courage and conscience of man. Richard the Lionheart, King of England, died in France in 1199 and, according to his wishes, his heart was buried next to his brother in Rouen Cathedral, while his body was buried elsewhere. The lead box containing his heart was lined with silver, just as this leaden cist shows traces of a very thin, corroded layer of silver. We don't know exactly how old it is, perhaps as much as 700 or 800 years. The heart shape corresponds to this time, when the heart symbol was appearing on playing cards and in heraldry. Also, this cist is very plain. Later heart burial caskets tended to be inscribed. In fact, it's very similar overall to one discovered at Christchurch Cathedral in Dublin, which contained the heart of the Archbishop and Saint Laurence O'Toole, who died back in 1180. Heart burials gradually declined in Christian Europe until a resurgence in the 19th century. This was probably connected to the revival of Gothic arts and architecture and medieval ideas about romance and chivalry. It may also have been adopted into the Victorian culture of death, which, encouraged by Queen Victoria's 40-year period of mourning for her husband Prince Albert, led to a proliferation of black funerary fashion, trinkets, funerary cards, and even post-mortem photography. Heart burials in the Victorian era were generally restricted to celebrities, poets, artists and aristocrats, and had more to do with sentiment than practicalities. The heart of the novelist Thomas Hardy, whose ashes lie